So our encouragement talk this evening will be given by our beloved Tanto, Diane Fitzgerald.
My life is such that I was able to be here for the entire 3 weeks of the coming and going Sesshin. And what is and has been so vividly apparent to me is the great sincerity of everyone who has come to this temple during this time. The people who were in residence, the people who came for some days or parts of days, and now everyone here at this Sesshin. It's just very, very vivid to me how sincere everyone is. And I was the jiki for the ongo, or coming and going Sesshin, and so it was my job in the pre-dawn hour to come and put the chant books out on the cushions and the chairs, not knowing who was going to come or if anyone was going to come. And I always just loved to see the lights in the neighborhood and felt the presence of the world, you know, entering into this sendo. And then people would really come, you know, from the world. They would come in here with their deep, deep sincerity. And then Steve Wallace was our shuso, and he would light the candle in the morning in the pre-dawn darkness. And that light from this sendo would go out into the world. And it felt like everyone who came took some of that light out with them, off to wherever they might be. And so this coming and going Sesshin, part of it was lots of walking, so lots of kinhin. And one day I was leading the kinhin, and I just had this really big sense of all of these people, all of these feet walking along these wood floors. And it was a sense of walking, people walking for years and years to come. You know, long after I had died, people still walking on these floors. And it felt to me like our dedication made it possible for all of them to be walking. And I would say that even if we don't feel particularly dedicated, and it feels that way to me sometimes. The fact is that we get up at the sound of the bell and we walk. And that's all that really matters, is that we do it. And so being here at this beautiful temple with the beacon shining out into the world and the world coming and going, I developed an appreciation in a way I had never before about the power of Zazen. So the power of just sitting in this upright posture without any designs or strategies, just sitting on my cushion and feeling that upright posture, and what is it that holds me in that posture? What is it? And it seems to me that it is never far away. It's always right here. It is like our heart is searching for its mate. And it's always right here, just waiting for our embrace. Thank you.